What's up, y'all? This is your favorite host, back again. My boy Yaya can't join us today. I feel like he's coming down with Corona, but you'll keep him in your prayers. You know, we don't want to lose him at this, what, he's like 25 at the moment. He's just too young, man. But hey, I'm back. Introduce myself for those who don't know me. My name is Salomon, a.k.a. The Gornogus, a.k.a. The Chosen One, a.k.a. Got Too Many Names. And, I just want to give a shout-out to everybody that's been listening. I know everyone speaks different languages, so I'm going to try to say what's up in different languages. Kia ora. Habari gani. Ndeth nachu. Iwarama. Man, you know the rest. But, for real, we just want to say thank you to everyone who's been tuning in and just, you know, messaging us on the group chat as well. It's been pretty dope hearing everyone's perspectives and just also their little advices as well. And as you guys know, we've been doing the whole quarantine stories. And just before we get into part two, just want to say hope everybody's staying safe. Stay indoors, clean your hands, you know, all the stuff. And let's get into it. So today we have, obviously we can't say who the person is. But this is a story, so I'm actually reading it for the first time as well. So this is how it goes. Okay, so picture this. It's December 28th, 2015. You recently turned 15 and are driving home with your parents and sister from a family Christmas lunch out in Lower Hutt. You're driving back through town and you ask your parents if you can drop your sister and yourself off in town so we can do a bit of shopping. Life is golden. We're walking by Lambton Square and decide to go into Farmers and head down to the underwear section. I'm looking around when suddenly I have the urge to pee. Damn. I'm like, it's fine. The urge goes away when I keep walking. So I keep walking around and go to the changing room to try on some stuff. And I'm like, fuck, I really need to pee. And at this point, I'm doing the pee dance everyone does when they're busting. But I hold it in and I go out and walk around more, then go back to changing rooms to try more stuff. And I'm like, shit, gotta go pee. I'm like, I got this. I held it in last time. Boy, was I wrong. I felt a warm liquid going down my leg and I'm like, yo, hold up. That's messed up. Okay. So I'm clenching hard, then I'm like, fuck it. I have to stop right now. But boy, when people say, man, this person needs to spill. Okay. But boy, when people say, once you start, you can't stop. 100% true. That is fact. So I'm like, what the fuck do I do now? There's puddles on the floor. Yo, wilding right now. So listen, there's puddle on the floor, pee. On my leggings and shoes. I text my sister to come and I'm like, I've peed my pants. So in the meantime, I'm like, well, I can't just leave this here. So I get my shirt. I'm wearing like a shirt and jersey. And I mop it up with my shirt and wear my jersey. I put the shirt in my bag, never to be used and touched again. Hey, I'm glad you didn't use it again because that would be nasty. And then my sister arrives and is like, it stinks like piss. And I'm like, well, damn, yeah. So then she leaves and I pack up and stuff. And then when we leave, okay, man, this person is really killing me with these sentences. So then she leaves and I pack up and stuff. Then when I leave, you know how all farmers change rooms here, like a couch? Yeah, well, this old lady was sitting there and watching me walk out. And I was like, holy F. And she was staring at me down with a disgusted face. She probably thinking, what's that girl doing marking her territory in farmer's changing room? Anyways, I leave. And I put my crossbody bag to cover my wet ass. And oh yes, so the reason we wanted to go to town was to exchange some shorts at Gleason's. So we go to Gleason's and my sister's like, you go exchange it. She's older than me. And I'm like, the fuck? Like, I have piss all over my leg right now. And you're going to ask me to go up to the person at Gleason's to fucking exchange something? And so, since I can't be fucked arguing, I go and exchange the shorts. We then go to bathrooms and I sort myself out. After we go home and I tell our parents, it was all pretty funny. But then the next day, or like a couple of days later, my mom is like, come see this. And I'm like, what? She gives me the Wellingtonian newspaper and is like, read this. So I read it and the story goes like this. Quote, so I work at a small retail store and today someone couldn't hold themselves in the changing rooms. And so I had to open my whole, so I spent my whole lunch break cleaning up someone else's piss. And I was like, oh my fucking God. Like, yeah, I know, right? It says a small retail store, but like they could have lied to cover their asses. But yeah, that's it. I still laugh whenever I think of the story. Yo, that was crazy. I feel sorry for the person who had to clean it up. But, man, you guys gotta learn how to control your bladder. Yo, if you gotta go, you gotta go. Don't hold it in. But, hey, thank you for the story. And keep them coming. We're enjoying this series right now. This is part two, and part three is going to be coming up. And, yeah, and if you guys have any suggestions, just let us know. And keep your boy Yaya in your prayers. He's got a sore throat and finding it difficult to breathe too. And he's got a fever, and I think it's corona, but let's just keep him in our prayers, yeah?